This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Tonight, well, we get to talk to the governor. If we were British, we'd call him the governor. Because it is the world according to AR-500 Armor tonight with Zach Campbell. Good evening, sir. I'm almost.
Good evening, Bill. How's it going, sir?
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Did you walk away?
I did, but don't tell anyone.
Okay. Nobody heard that. Nobody heard that. Whenever you're coming on, I always pop up and everything. You have a monstrous sale going on right now.
Yes, we do. You know us. We like to have those crazy sales from time to time, but only once in a while.
Right. Let's talk about the first one, because this to me. Well, let's see. Let's start with the Sentry. Now, it's a BOGO sale. Buy one, get one.
That is correct.
So, all right. Let's look at the BOGO. So, with the BOGO, you're getting actually 6 pieces of armor to go with this.
You'll be getting your front armor, your back armor for both carriers, and obviously those are both probably the two most crucial pieces of armor. You can choose from the level 3 plus, or level 3 plus lightweight, and then you're also actually going to be getting 4 pieces of the Rheinleg 10x12 and 4 trauma pads. So in reality, you'll actually be getting 8 pieces of armor. And the trauma pad, again, paying for one package and getting 2.
8 pieces of armor and the carrier. And apparently this has already begun because I'm looking at the Sentry Plate deal. And this is saying available to order, estimated lead time, 10 weeks.
Yes, we are having a tough time keeping up with all of the customer demand, and the recent events in California, of course, have increased sales, driven them through the roof yet again. Seems to be the pattern that we've been seeing. The more shooting, the more people want to buy armor, which doesn't come as much of a surprise to us.
I did not know. I want to look at a couple of these plate carriers because I did not even know, and I've looked at a lot of this stuff, but let's talk about the Urban Go plate carrier package. This is a very bare bones one. As far as the plate carrier itself, when I say it's sparse, but it also has a 10-week lead time, $487 with 8 pieces of armor. Now let me ask you a question. If somebody wanted to run just the Rheinleg and the plates, would the Rheinleg act as sort of a trauma pad?
It would. In this scenario, trauma pads are going to be more beneficial if you're wanting to run just the Rheinleg.
Right.
So if you're wanting to run a setup for pistol protection only, you can run the Rheinleg and you'll want to include the trauma pads with the Rheinleg. However, if you're wanting to run both the Rheinleg and the steel, in a lot of cases, the Rheinleg is sufficient to act as a trauma pad by itself.
With a lot of these people that are buying this stuff nowadays, are people mainly trying to buy setup for pistol, or are they setting up for rifle, or are they just buying the polyethylene plate, which is both? It's both lightweight and it'll handle rifle stuff. I mean, where's everybody going right now? Because I have one carrier set up for pistol. With Rheinleg level 3, and then I have a Testudo set up for rifle, which will take care of anything. But If people just buy the one, how are they setting these things up?
Now, the majority of folks are getting the deal with the trauma pads. That seems to be the most common. That being said, since we've seen, you know, things shift and change a little bit since the Florida shooting, and of course now recently the California shooting, we do see the pistol protection becoming a little bit more prominent,
right,
simply because of convenience and weight.
The Urban Go one looks like it'd be really easy to get on. That would be the one I would think somebody would want to hide in, say, YouTube headquarters or something. That's
right.
Horrible. So horrible of me to say that.
The Urban Go is kind of your bare bones, bare minimum carrier. I don't recommend it for folks who are going to be out crawling in the mud, wearing it on a daily basis for patrol. You know, it's really not even for your security guard. It's really best suited for the person who wants something that they can stash in their desk,
right,
throw in their truck. It's not a large investment item, so they're okay. If it gets a little beat up, they're really just counting on it for, you know, if stuff really hits the fan. The Urban Go has, I would say, more comfort features than the Sentry.
Right.
Sentry is built a little bit more rugged in general. Opt 2 would probably be best bet for, you know, someone who is working security, you know, or going to be wearing it on a repeat basis.
Right.
And then, of course, we have the XL carrier, and the XL carrier is designed for those of us who don't fit within that medium to large shirt size, jacket size category.
Isn't that becoming the norm, though? I mean, aren't we getting bigger? And I'm not talking about fatter per se. I mean, yes, I have spread out more than I care to, but I'm working on that right now. I'm talking about we're becoming a bigger race. Homo sapiens are. Are you seeing a shift where you're having? Are you beginning to sell a lot of the XLs?
We definitely do have a lot of demand for the XL size carriers. The nice thing about our Testudo carrier is that it accommodates up to the same sizes as the XL.
Right.
Obviously, a little bit better quality of a carrier. But we definitely do have more of a consumer base who fits within that clothing size range, looking to purchase a carrier for protection.
So, with this, now, with these carriers, with the front and the back plates where they have the Rhyme leg, the trauma pad, and the steel plate, will it sandwich all of that in and carry all of that if somebody wanted to carry it? Because the steel plate's going to be the weight, right? I mean, that's going to be where the weight is. So the other two things are just added protection. Will it actually hold all three?
It will hold all three. It becomes a little bit of a tight fit with the trauma pads in there with the Rhyme leg and the steel, but it will definitely work. For someone who's really concerned about, you know, absorbing heavy rounds, you know, for instance, if you're buying level 3+ armor because
right,
you're concerned about those heavy hitting, high velocity rounds, definitely worth, you know, in my opinion, having the trauma pads and the Rhyme leg in there for that extra shock absorption. And it's worth the tight squeeze. Not prohibitive. And really, when you think about it, it's a minor inconvenience fitting it in there for 30 seconds when you set it up the one time. Really no reason to be taking it out unless you're changing your setup. And it's not a huge deal, and it will fit. And then, of course, having the full set is nice because, you know, if you are a security guard, there's going to be a big difference in what a security guard working in, you know, Phoenix, where I'm at, is concerned about in terms
yeah,
of common calibers and the difference between, you know, what someone in a more, you know, a less urban, a more rural type area might be concerned about for common calibers. And, you know, if you're a security guard standing at a gas station like we have here in Phoenix, you might not want to be carrying the heavy steel on you all day. You might prefer to just, you know, go with the lighter protection. Or you go up to the 3+ lightweight, and at that point, you're still concerned about those heavy hitting rounds. And, you know, it's probably worth having that extra layer with the trauma pad and the Rhyme leg.
Let me get you hold right there. When we get back, I'm going to talk about backpacks with you because you got something else for sale there. Talking to AR500 Armor, Zach Campbell. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, and it is the world according to AR 500 Armor tonight with Zach Campbell. And you've got the backpack stuff on sale again. Now, when How far out are you? Well, you only got the lead time on this is only 3 weeks.
Yeah, the steel stuff, a little bit easier for us to manage since we do it all in-house with some of the textile items, Condor stuff in particular. We've got to bring those into the house. So we've also been plugging away pretty hard with our focus being on the backpack stuff because there has been such a high demand for it. Definitely view that as being one of the most crucial products that we make right now in terms of, you know, again, just what there's the most call for, what there's, you know, the most use for these days.
Now, the good thing about this is the level 3 plus lightweight. So what does it weigh, about 5 pounds, 5-6 pounds?
With a little over 6 pounds, and it'll depend on whether or not you have the build-up coating. The nice thing about the backpack armor is that to a certain extent, backpacks act as both fall and frag mitigation and in their own way, depending on the backpack, a bit of a trauma pad.
Right.
I definitely don't suggest foregoing those options. But for those, you know, folks who are truly scraping by trying to get this stuff, you know, it is a bit more realistic to look at your generic base coat and forego the trauma pads if it's essential that you do so with the backpack armor.
There's no way to measure this, but, I mean, wouldn't in one of those instances where they're either in full retreat trying to getting away from a rampage killer or in combat, trauma pads are they're lovely to have. They're absolutely great to have. I wouldn't want to carry a plate carrier with steel plates without them. But now you've been in some combat recently. How jacked up are you to where if somebody can't get the trauma, if somebody's looking at this and they're trying to make that decision, make that call, and get one thing today, order one thing today, the trauma pad, is that something that's the piece to forego, isn't it, when you're going to set up a backpack with armor?
If you have to, yes. You know, obviously it's more important to have the armor itself. That's what's going to keep you alive. But if possible, I do always recommend the trauma pads because they can make a big difference between surviving a gunshot and staying in the fight, right? So
right.
Depending on, you know, the round that you're hit with, they can be the difference between lying on the ground, you know, crippled with pain or being able to, you know, get back up and keep running. Also kind of, you know, depends, not only on, you know, the round that was fired at you, but also the, you know, pain tolerance of the individual, right? So, my wife, trauma pads are, you know, much more essential,
right.
For me, slightly less essential, especially in a backpack. If you have one of those nice backpacks that has the padded back, those are great. And, you know, by and large, they're going to mitigate the need for any kind of trauma pad. But, you know, again, kind of just always boils down to the person and what kind of threat they're concerned about. In a perfect world, you know, you'd be getting the buildup, you'd be getting the multi-curve, you'd be getting the, on the backpack, you wouldn't need the multi-curve. You'd want the flat more than likely, but you'd be
right.
Getting the build-up, you'd be getting the trauma pad, and, you know, you'd have the perfect backpack, and, you know, but reality is, you know, some folks are, you know, barely scraping by these days, and, you know, something like the trauma pad, again, while it's nice, you know, the majority of the mission is accomplished for most folks simply in staying alive and having that, you know, extra time to crawl or get where they need to be.
Well, let's make the case for the trauma pad, though. I mean, we're talking about this plate is rated to 7.62 by 51 that travels at 2,850 feet per second. What's that like taking a shot in a steel plate like that? Is it like being hit with a ball bat?
You know, it would probably be pretty comparable. Now, it's a heck of a lot better than getting hit with a pistol when you're only wearing soft armor.
Right.
You know, obviously, right? A lot of what the trauma pad is going to accomplish is kind of a dispersion of the force. So,
exactly. Yeah.
again, it with a round like that, you know, guy your size, the guy my size, we might be able to take it with the steel and get back up and keep going.
Well, speak for yourself, shot, okay, kid? Speak for yourself.
Right. But when you're talking two or three shots, you know, that's, again, it becomes a lot more important to have the trauma pads. And, again, what level of engagement does someone, you know, anticipate having in this fight? Are they, you know, getting hit and then crawling to safety? Or are they one of the good guys who is having to push forward and keep moving forward to protect other people? Then you absolutely need something like the trauma pad. And that, you know, that goes for the steel, yeah, the soft armor, and yeah, even the polyethylene plate.
Yeah. So the, but I mean, the thing with the trauma pad is, you know, when that plate absorbs that hit, that it's basically causing a rapid deceleration. It disperses across the coating is going to bow up as the spall hits it and pushes it away and everything else. On the other side of that, that's going to be on the side facing the bad guy. On the other side is your back or your chest. And that trauma pad in between you and that plate is a designed cushion designed to take that transference of energy that just occurred in front of you and disperse it across something a little wider and everything where you're not being hit with it. That's like being hit with a bat in just one little size, about the size of a dime, isn't it? I mean, being shot in the plate.
Right. It's kind of like being the difference between being hit with a hammer and being hit with, you know, a wide softball bat.
Yeah. So that's the case for the trauma pad. I'm not trying to tell anybody not to get a trauma pad. In fact, everything I have has trauma pads in them, and that's because they're a splendid idea. They are a splendid idea because that it is the key to the whole thing about AR-500 armor, giving you that second chance to get up, move around, either save your life or get in a fight and save your life and, you know, and theirs or whatever it turns out to be. But this stuff, the thing about the steel armor that I really like is how long you can not use it and it's still going to be fine, which is about 20 years, right?
Yep. Yep.
Now, when we get back, let's talk about the other stuff, because I got some questions I want to ask you about possible applications of certain things that you and I have never spoken about. You guys may have already figured this part out, but AR-500 armor, they've always got a sale going on. Every time they come on the show, they're being hit over and over again. They're being cascade. The orders are coming in cascading. The prices don't go up, they come down. Check them out at AR500armor.com. We'll be right back. My guest is Zach Campbell. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, the design for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this is the world according to AR 500 Armor tonight, and they have a monstrous buy one, get one sale going on right now. But right now I want to talk about theory, and my guest is Zach Campbell. And when I say theory, Zach, if I'm getting too close to something that's being developed, you know, we'll just shut up. Too early to let out the bag, okay? Is armor going to change?
Oh, yes. I mean, it has to, right? Because threats are changing every day. Armor has to keep up with it.
Now, when you say the threats are changing, are the threats becoming more lethal, more capable of punching steel, or is it going to have to become more exotic, or is it going to be more about a lightweight thing, or... The dragon skin type armor, that really crazy stuff that's out there. I see all these things they talk about that are developing. What are we going to see that something like somebody like I could buy? If I come to, you can't go into specifics, but I mean, is the polyethylene plate the shape of things to come?
I think, you know, lighter is going to be the way that things move, because when you look at how threats for, you know, folks like you and me are evolving every day, it's not so much that there's new rounds being developed, right? Like, I have to all of a sudden worry about some, you know, 22 round that's going to blow through three layers of PE.
Right.
What I have to worry about more is where the threats are occurring. And, you know, there's really no place that's safe anymore. Movie theaters, malls, workplace, churches, you know, all of these places are targets now. And that's kind of a scary thought to think that, you know, pretty much anywhere I go, I could be in danger. And, you know, I go to the mall and I think, wow, this could be the day that there's a shooting. And then I think, oh, no, that wouldn't happen to me. And then I think about how many people, you know, went to work in California at YouTube headquarters, the most gun-free zone in America, probably to a certain extent, right? And thought that kind of thing would never happen, you know? And so as the dangers increase in terms of where we face the dangers, we have to have armor that is compact enough and light enough for people to integrate it into their everyday lives.
So is it going to come down to size? Will it come down with the armor, as like when I was a kid, right? Football players, they played with shoulder pads that went above their heads. They'd be wearing a helmet, and I mean, they looked like, you know, like a troll coming over across the field. Now they've taken those things and taken them down a lot smaller. I mean, they don't look nearly as dangerous as they used to when Deacon Jones played the game. Likewise, the helmet has shifted too. It's a little bit different now because they're trying to really protect the head. Is armor going to get smaller, and then will we see a more of a really quickly deployed carrier that's going to carry that?
So there's a couple of key things with armor, and that is price. That is the rounds that it is capable of defeating.
Right.
Weight. And dimensions. And all of those are areas for improvement. You know, you can have really thick, heavy armor that's ultra cheap, or you can have, you know, really expensive armor that's ultra thin and ultra light, or you can have really thick armor that's capable of defeating a lot of rounds. You can have really thin armor that's not quite as capable. And so, you know, when we look at advancement in armor in the industry, the goal is always kind of twofold. It's to provide the lighter, better protection options at a lower cost, and then develop something that surpasses them in terms of an even lighter weight and even smaller dimensions, you know, in terms of thickness. Carriers, on the other hand, you know, you might pay a little bit more of a premium for something new. In a lot of senses, I'm not saying the plate carrier's been perfected, but in a lot of instances with plate carriers, you know, you're not really reinventing the wheel. You're just kind of upgrading the features. And the plate carrier itself certainly can be tailored to the armor. You know, as soon as we have armor that's capable of, you know, being rolled up and unrolled and stopping rifle rounds, then you might have a roll-up carrier, right? Just roll it up, slap a rubber band around it. When you need it, pull the rubber band off and throw it over your head.
That would fit my bike bag.
Yeah. The problem is that for as many different people as there is in America, there's as many different preferences and threat concerns.
Sure.
Even in the same town with the same type of ballistic concerns, you know, someone who spends their entire day driving and someone who spends their entire day standing outside of a bank, they have different threat concerns, and they have different concerns about weight. And so one of the things that we try to do is we try to build out our product line as wide as possible. So on top of making armor developments, we try and make, you know, improvements to the breadth of our product line and make it wider so that we're able to provide a more tailor-fit option for a larger number of people.
The one thing I would like to see, And I don't know that this is actually a thing to improve. I would like to see the cummerbund somehow be improved upon. Maybe make it stretchy. The problem, I guess, with that would be that it would get out of tolerance over time and it wouldn't last very long. But for somebody that, you know, I've never had to run up and down a bunch of hills with a plate carrier on with a whole TOE loadout on me. So I don't know how much these things shift and everything, but I would think you want this thing tight enough to where it's not moving that much, and at the same time, you can't have it so tight that it's restricting your breathing. So
right.
I would think the way it attaches to your body and the speed with which you put it on. The roll-up thing is very intriguing, I got to tell you. That just blows my mind. That's not even something I considered. But just having one that I could pick up, stick in one arm, my head, bring around, and pop it's on, to me, you know, we had to be really fast with our mask. I would think you need to be really fast with your armor.
Yeah, and, you know, mileage will vary with tactics and strategy, right? So my plate carrier in the Army was a burden to get on. And, you know, heaven forbid, if someone pulled my quick-release cord, it right. certainly quickly released my plate carrier. It would take me darn near the better part of 2 days to figure out how to get that beast back together again, right? So we used to always do that to each other, and we were mad at someone. We'd go pull their quick-release cord, and we'd be, you know, oddly satisfied with the pain that we had caused our comrade at that point, right? But, you know, which is another area that we're looking to improve plate carriers is the quick-release system. But once we had that armor on, it was generally on until we were certain we were safe.
Right.
You know, so you had to sleep in it for a little bit. You had to sleep in it for a little bit. It wasn't ideal, but better than the alternative. Now, in terms of quickly donning it, that becomes a little bit more of an issue for our civilian customers who, you know, hear something go bump in the night, right, and want to quickly have, you know, something that's rapidly deployable. And actually, we don't get to talk about it too much, but we've got a carrier called the EPC that I am particularly fond of for home defense.
Hold right there. Coming up on the last break, we'll talk about the EPC when we get back. I'm going to look that up. I think I already know which one that is, but let's talk about that. AR500Armor.com right now. If you don't have it yet, don't be reactionary like the rest of these people. Be prepared today. With the steel plates, it's going to last you for 20 years, which means that my steel plates will still be going on when I'm going on 80. I may not be able to pick it up, but they will still work. My guest is Zach Campbell. This is Lock and Load.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Zach Campbell of AR 500 Armor, because it's the world according to AR 500 Armor. And we're about to speak about one of, I consider, there's three plate carriers there that I consider the unheralded heroes of AR 500 Armor. Now, we speak of them sometimes. And I'm actually ready to record. I've actually got stuff pre-recorded and ready to go. I just got to record a voiceover for it. But, Zach, you want to talk about the EPC?
Yeah, you know, EPC is a funny carrier in the sense that it does get a lot of attention. It's kind of not the glamorous or the pretty or the tactical carrier in the sense that, you know, doesn't come in multicam. It's not covered, you know, top to bottom in Molly. But what it does very well. And what that is it is rapidly employable, meaning pretty much all you have to do to get it, you know, to get it usable is loop it over your head. It's that simple. It's got a top strap and a bottom strap. Bottom strap is handy, but it is, to be honest, it is optional. You keep that top loop, buckled in.
Right.
By your bed, you hear something go bump in the night. It's literally as easy as putting, a necklace over your head or a lanyard over your head. It's that quick. So, in terms of home defense, I consider the EPC to actually be one of the best carriers for, you know, the average Joe who wants to have a little protection when he's, you know, checking out that sound that he heard at night or having to go in the backyard late at night or, you know, here's a, you know, a crash of glass in his front yard or in his driveway at night. You can just throw it on. You know, it takes a second and a half or less. Just reach over, throw it on, and you're ready to go. And so for the common guy who just wants something to stay safe in his home, the EPC is great. It's also great in situations like mine where I have a wife who is, you know, she's alert, she's cognizant of threat, but She's 5'2". She's had some training with guns. She's not going to be taking the lead, you know, in the next world war with the zombies, right? You know, she's going to be letting me walk first, and she's going to be watching my back. But, you know, as a man, I'm the defender of the house. That's just how our house works. Doesn't mean that when I walk out of the room, though, to check on something, that I want my wife to be defenseless. And so the EPC is great. It's very, it's not intimidating. So for folks who have a family member who, you know, might be intimidated by the taxable stuff, I think we all know at least one person like that.
Right.
It's non-threatening in appearance. It comes in a nice gray color, is nice. For EMS folks, we have it in red. It's just very easy, simple design that the whole purpose of it is just to be able to quickly don it, provide, you know, the same coverage and protection that you need. And the actually really great thing about the EPC is it will take the 11 by 15, it'll take everything from the 8 by 10 up to the 11 by 15 armor. So it actually is capable of providing about, you know, an extra inch of body coverage than steel armor. Yeah. And so it works really well with that 11 by 15 backpack armor that a lot of people are going out and buying right now.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks with EPC like you can take that and either just set it up to run the front plate or hook the back piece to it and then run plates front and back. Am I right about that?
That is correct. That is correct. So for folks who, you know, truly just want a minimalist setup for around the house, just get the front plate, you're good to go. Again, we'll take different sizes of armor, soft and hard, so you can, you know, get an EPC for your wife, get an EPC for your kids kind of thing. And then you have the option, again, you want it front and back or just front, or for some weird reason you want it just back, that can happen too. Don't recommend that, but it is technically feasible. We're going to be making some changes to the EPC in the somewhat not too distant, you know, near future. And I think that what we're doing with it is going to actually be really great. And, I always feel a little bit weird saying the EPC is one of my favorites, but it is, because it's one of the most practical carriers that we offer for a lot of our different customer bases.
Well, I mean, from side to side, it's very narrow. So you still have that full range of motion and everything. And, yeah, to me, it's the plate carrier that's designed for people who don't intend to wear a plate carrier.
Exactly. You know, there's a certain subset of people out there who think that, you know, if you're wearing a plate carrier, you've got to be, you know, super tactical and you've got to be all high speed. And, you know, some of those people get a little bit intimidated when you show them stuff like the Testudo or the Valkyrie. And, you know, it's kind of weird, the psychology that occurs, but they think they're not high speed enough for it. And so they're actually kind of like distancing themselves from the idea of armor altogether. So the EPC is a great gift for those people, or it's a great place to point those types of people. And again, even for guys like, you know, you and me who have some training, who can handle ourselves, it's so quickly deployable that that is my go-to for bump in the night.
And it's completely
not what
convertible.
I would take. Yeah, and completely convertible. Not what I'd take into a prolonged battle, but for around the house, it does not get a lot better than that at that price, especially.
No. The one right beside it on the website, the concealment plate carrier, I don't understand why that's not the law enforcement go-to. I really don't. Simply because I have walked up on sheriff's deputies and bought their lunch or something whenever they're sitting down, and I'll ask them about their armor. And I can see it through their shirt, you know, and they're constantly hanging on to it and everything. I wore one of these things under a sweatshirt, went all over town. Nobody saw it. And, it never bothered me that much. It doesn't weigh that much either with the Rheinlich in it, which is what a cop would carry in it, right?
Yeah. Either Rheinlich or hybrid, is a great source of protection, especially with the concealment carrier. With us, you know, we're a steel company. We've always been a steel company. We're always going to be a steel company. So, of course, Right. Our concealable carrier will take the steel plate. Now, common sense will tell you, you know, big old piece of hardened steel is not going to conform to the body like the soft armor does. And so I do recommend the soft armor with the concealment carrier, but it will accept the steel plate. So,
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
It's a slick carrier, and I know a lot of guys that like slick carriers and everything else. But then if... For me, which, you know, for me, whatever that's worth to anybody listening right now, and this is primarily because there's two I haven't tried yet that I need to call you about and ask you about this, but I haven't tried the Arena, I have not tried the Valkyrie, but right now, at this particular moment, I have the Testudo and the Veritas, and those purpose-made plate carriers, it's hard to imagine either one of the other two that I just mentioned as possibly being any better, although I know the Valkyrie and the Arena have something going on that I just haven't figured out yet, especially the Valkyrie. I'm looking at the Valkyrie, and I'm like, I know what that one is for. That's, to me, that one looks like for somebody that's really going to be using their upper body.
Yeah. It is definitely one of our best-made carriers that we have available.
Now, if I can talk Zach into it, I'll get a Valkyrie and get some of those polyethylene plates and then jump off of the Golden Gate Bridge. And we'll see if those things still float and protect my vital organs. I may not follow through with that one, though, Zach. I may not follow through with that one. just a little bit of the, that's how much confidence I have in this stuff, though, is just, you know, the Testudo, I still believe that is one of the most genius plate carriers I've ever seen. But, you know, I could go on and on about this. Right now at AR 500 Armor, right now, they have a buy one, get one sale going on right now where you get 8 pieces of armor to go with your plate carrier for one price, for the same price you would if you just bought before you know, the one. Additionally, you guys are going to be at the NRA meetup, right?
Yes, we will.
So they'll be in Dallas, and I'll be all over them, you know, and we'll be doing stuff, and they'll be doing stuff. And you got anything new to show?
You know what, actually, just to clarify, you'll see us walking around. We didn't do a booth this year. We didn't really have a lot of big products, but we launched them all at SHOT Show.
Okay.
So keep an eye out for us. We'll be walking the floor.
Well, I'll be walking. I'll be looking for you. You'll be walking with me somewhere. Anyway, thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Hour number 2 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.